Amen.
Wow, yeah, church of Wapa.
Oh,
the brand of a church.
Amen.
My mind, I see more dear.
Amen.
And shyant.
Slow.
Radia, we are drinking by Jesus Christ, the demon here, bombire. Amen.
Amen.
Bridge now, we are fair trust them. Young Paul, who's the woman tossing him a Deuteronomy. Tree and watch. And kind free, whom you know.
Shall we open our Bibles to Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 2 to 8?
Then you read this here. What's it? Nakai, a choir, a radi, when young home, Emma, when Nante swore in French, Yanayi, Esther swore, and you know, say, oh, Brewasi, I so wash it. No one who knew dear a wawa coming,
amen.
Say, Ubedi, a mransom so anaste wind so. Or brava say, Emma, a com, a deo. Nor de mana win him, now an anonym so enim, Emma, would dear. Our ma, one who say, and yet the anenco sooner, he pa, and num a betterness. Na die biara efri erade enum so na onipa nam ebetena ye
amen
ontuma ensu ho na wonai ahonho emfinhia aduanan yi mu
amen
ehunu no akoma mu se sedie onipa sia ne ba no saa na erade onyankopon etia wo
amen
enti dear Raddy, we now coupon and ransom so.
Amen.
Say, O Benanti, not quiet so. Now, O Sono, Sono, Neradi, we now coupon, a do, a quart as a passo. Asasia, a suwa, subontene, sio, anywa, any, a carrier, I, if you free, Monsha, any me pom, es. Asasia, a yo, ya took war, any bobe, ni brother ma, and ya twa, a was swore. Asasia, a suwa, and would ya, and ya, a war. But ya say, amen.
Amen. Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 2 to 8. And thou shalt remember all the ways which the Lord thy God led thee these 40 years in the wilderness, to humble thee and to prove thee, to know what was in thy heart, whether thou wouldest keep his commandments or no. And he humbled thee and suffered thee to hunger, and fed thee with manna, which thou knowest not, neither did thy fathers know, that he might make thee know that man doeth not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of the Lord doeth man live. And thy raiment was not old upon thee, neither did thy foot swell these 40 years. Thou shalt also consider in thy heart that as a man chasteneth his son, so the Lord thy God chasteneth thee. Therefore, thou shalt keep the commandment of the Lord thy God, to walk in his ways, and to fear him. For the Lord thy God bringeth thee into a good land, a land of brooks of waters, and of fountains and depths that spring out of valleys and hills, a land of wheat, barley, and vines, and fig trees, and pomegranates, a land of oil, olive, and honey. Amen.
Amen. My brother, trust.
May the Lord bless the reading of his word as we take our seat.
God's purpose in trial.
What we are going to study tonight is Onyankopon botaya ewo osohwebrem.
Onyame osoyehwe for botaya bi ntira.
Our God tries us for a purpose.
Ewo musa ensore nuanom emanyankopon bohye eya akono na ye de.
Trials makes the promises of God very pleasant.
Nanso ni nyinaa mu no onyankopon krofo amanehunu ani ade e friend se boni eya suma de ma wo.
By in all this, the people of God, trials and sin is a secret thing for the people of God.
A mystery.
It is a mystery.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I didn't know what can say.
Why is he saying so?
Abraham.
If you notice Abraham.
Abraham. You saw him. Abraham saw him. When Sanan said, "Why are you saying that?" You saw him.
In the trials of Abraham, God did not try him because he was disobedient. He did not try Abraham because he doubted the word of God. He tried Abraham in his faith. When you read Genesis chapter 22, verse 12 going, God told Abraham to go and sacrifice his only son, Isaac. Abraham was on the way going to sacrifice his son without telling his wife. While he was on the way, it was Abraham, his son, and the firewood. He was having his knife also. But there was no sheep. It means that he is going to use his son instead of a sheep to go and sacrifice him. While on the way, he knew the God he has believed. His son asked the father that, "Father, this is the firewood, but where is the lamb that we are going to sacrifice with?" And the father told him, "Let us go." When he went there to go and begin to sacrifice,
Abraham,
that was when God told him that, "Truly have I seen that, Abraham, you really fear the Lord." It means that God was trying his faith. There Many Christians profess to be a mouth profession, but not from the heart.
Aninti eduru brebia onyankopon ya kikai ani mchire nyamesompa enso ya pamu ahodene.
At times we just show our Christianity by face, but the power thereof we lack.
Ti onyankopon enam sakwan so ene wode hwe jidia uwo ewo ne bosha asim.
So God, through trials, prove you the faith that you have in His word. So every believer, God will try you. What helps a believer to overcome after the trial is that when you look at Abraham, his victory came after the trials.
And you know, you go to school, you saw your hair.
When you go to school, they try us. We do exams. There is no one who has gone to school and at an examination, it will be so pleasant to you. Even all the subjects that you have learned, as soon as they tell you that you are going to have your exams, then your face begins to change. It means that trials or exams is not pleasant. Because it's not pleasant, if you are able to stand, there is a victory for you. So in all times, believers get their promotion after trials. Everyone who does not like trials cannot be promoted.
Israel, Ebra, Moses ko yi o mu fi Israel no. Anuanom no nu se eya kwantia bia o mba bedu sesia.
When you look at the Israelites, after Moses has brought them from the Egypt, they thought that it was just a short journey that they are going to reach so soon. But in all this, there was trials lies ahead of them that they were going to be tried for 40 good years.
Hallelujah.
Amen. It is the same in our Christian life. If someone comes to Christianity, he thinks that Christianity is a bed of ease. The same in our marriages. The moment we start our marriages in our homes, it becomes peace, it becomes joy. But as you progress along, there is trials ahead of you.
Into Israel, hey, so and woman so shas.
So Israel, their trials began on the desert.
Yes, and so you super said yes, the nature.
Let us look at the nature of trials.
Yeah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yeah, the kind I can guys a man kind of Tamushan on swan. Or see.
If you notice the scriptures that we just read, the scripture said that the trials lasted for 40 years. How many years has your trials been
lasted?
If a trouble or a problem comes on your way, then you begin to mama, that God does not love you.
If you had your nine,
40 good years.
And one more fame. Yes. And your animal. This is my dear. Okay, I'm punching. If you had your nine.
In the ministry of.
And that, your nine.
In the ministry of Jesus Christ, he fasted for 40 good days.
And your animal. I'm punching that, you know. And I'm going to say, I'm going to say, I'm going to say, I'm going to say,
after his fasting, Satan realized his weakness and decided to try him.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And you know, and nothing turning. Ah, a bow of bravo on Sorimuno. I want to see today.
Longer days that comes in your life in trials has its significance.
So, Israel, woman Sorimuno,
In the trials of the people of Israel, there shows the temperance of God. If trials comes upon men, we speak for too long. We even speak against God. And every trial that comes upon us, we have someone to point our fingers on.
Israel,
Israel went to trials until they told Moses that, why did you brought us to this land? We should have remained in where we were. But in all this, it was God who was trying them.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
He tried
them for 40 years. God is a wonderful God. God had patience for the Israelites in all their trials. Their trials that they went through wasn't an easy trials.
And it was see.
God has a purpose and a reason why he tries his children. And because he has a reason and a purpose, the trials come so slowly. The trials that he tries us has its purpose, and the purpose comes so slowly, and this purpose would come to a perfect end. If anything, any trials comes along the way of a believer, something tells you to use a shortcut. Whoever will stand and believe this God, his end will be a victorious end. And this is where, when you become victorious, it lifts up your faith to know that this God is a faithful God.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And I said,
one attribute in trials is that he makes the trials become so difficult.
And he's saying, so here Israel, a blow with you, sir, so no, a come, or my come, dear woman, a come, no, as that's so come, prophetic, I know.
When the people of Israel got to the wilderness, there they were hungered, and on the wilderness, where are you going to look for food? There was nowhere they can find food. None of the people who were they were traveling with had food. You have been able to cross the Red Sea, and you have come to the wilderness. If you go back, you are going to the Red Sea. You cannot cross over. In your front, there is Jordan lies ahead. So on the wilderness, help was not from anywhere. Our help comes from the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. And God rained angelic food for the people of Israel. Our trials and our problems that we go through, it shall end as well. That is the reason why God allows the trials to come on us.
2 Corinthians 12:8-9.
Verse 8 and 9.
Mr. Rade, emprensa se emfri me so na wose me se madom do osoma wo na mi tumi ewie peye e wo mreye mu enti me di enigye e pi me wawa me ho me mreye ho emom na kristo a na kristo a ho oden abet na me so.
2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 8 and 9. For this thing I besought the Lord thrice, that it might depart from me. And he said unto me, my grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Most gladly, therefore, will I rather glory in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. Amen.
And he's saying, and you know, Paul, na yare bi abanso
Paul
yare na abanso no opese o ya awade se onyi yare nfiri no so onyi yare nfiri so ya de ne kwa na wo
Paul was stricken by a certain sickness and he sought Christ many times so that he would take off the sickness from thee, and upon seeking Christ to take the sickness still tarried.
Se awade se onyi nfiri no so.
He pleaded to the Lord to take away the sickness.
And the
Lord told him that I will not take it off.
Huh? Hallelujah.
Amen.
I didn't think it was doing you.
Why did the Lord said he won't take the disease or the sickness?
When
a man is free, then you begin to boast of yourself.
You see,
brethren, if a little pin pierces your fingertip, you cannot sleep all the night.
Why pan or be nurse, baby. You had walk out to hospital. Nurse, but you're a deja. Dana, why do you say?
Amongst we all who are present here now, I want to ask, which of us will allow a nurse or a doctor whom you don't know at any place to look to your nakedness? Because of sickness, you will leave all of yourself for the nurse to look at all the things that even you wouldn't wish her to look for. Amen. The power of God is made perfect in our weakness. So, beloved, if you are so weak to the point that you cannot do anything, that is when you call for God to come and help you. So, in every time, God has a purpose why he allowed trials to come upon us.
Yo, Israel.
When the Israelites was going to the promised land, Hebrews 3:19
says,
Hebrews chapter
3
verse 19. So we see that they could not enter in because of unbelief.
Yeah. Obibia wanyi Kristo enye no. Unsentimi nka bosha ye ne honhon kronkron.
Because of unbelief, they couldn't enter into the rest, into his rest. And anyone who disbelieves Jesus Christ, you cannot get the promise, which is the Holy Spirit. You can never be a warrior without believing in the word of God. Anyone who doubts the word of God can never be a warrior for God. Because God that we walk with cannot be held with our eye. We see him with the eye of faith. And the eye of faith sees the word. And the word is God. And the word that was God became flesh and dwell among us. And it got flesh and got blood and made atonement to redeem me and you.
Said the announcer, "The woman, the one more gentleman, and that ever been your mother.
That through that his spirit that was in the blood may come and have his dwelling place in you. That is why we have become the sons of God. If you have become his son, tonight when you open your mouth, you say, 'Abba, Father.' Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen."
Then come here, hear the Oki country. Yeah, yeah. Same way the Emuni do. What say? Every anu Israel chianamo.
When the Israelites were journeying,
Oman chimian chianamo abra na nyonyankupo anyone kai.
They couldn't journey without God going before them or leading them.
Enti ojafa dumu ne diwe nim.
So the pillar of fire was leading them.
And ojamuru kumu so abo ojidom.
And the pillar of cloud was behind them.
Enti siwo chia nuomatu.
So whenever the pillar of fire goes ahead, they go. When it stops, they stop. So they were not of their own. They were journeying with the pillar of fire. So if they were journeying with the pillar of fire, then it has a message that is telling you and I.
Your can say.
What is telling you us is that
Israel and you sang a many namuno.
When the Israelites was walking with God, indeed, they erred. They backslide. But the pillar of fire did not leave them. It is the same with us. In our journey, sometimes we err. We backslide. But he has not left us alone. He still leads us. So do be not afraid. Believe. He is a faithful God.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 And ye young cross when you read your oil. What say? A brand of Israel, a Tianamon.
When the people of Israel was genuine,
no man could do a sesso.
When they were on the wilderness,
that,
and they were not having food, to eat, not having water to drink.
And your mother for. Bible say,
brethren, the Bible says that God rained manna for them to eat. He rained manna from heavens.
Hey, hallelujah.
Amen. This manna that he rained, in the history, it has not happened before.
And it will never
happen again.
Israel.
It's Israel alone.
And it is manna.
That S,
the manna from above,
that means an angelic food. It's speaking to you and I. That in your desert, in your problems, in your trials, when everything leaves you, he will give you something.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Sometimes our pocket becomes so dry. Everything rejects us. But he makes a way. Everyone in this room is a witness. The ways that we used to eat and give something to our children, to take care of their school, to take care of even when they are sick. It is not of any man. It is of God. Why?
The God who was with the Israelites in this last days, he is walking with us in this
world.
The Lord who led them in the blood in this our days, through our prophet William Branham in his ministry, has proven about sin. He is walking with us. He is walking in his pillar of fire. Has proven. It is not just a man that we are
talking about.
It is he who has called him as he called Moses to come and find a Christ as Eliezer was sent. He has sent his prophets also to come and seek a bride for him. And this bride that he has come to seek, it is not a man that is leading the bride. It is the pillar of fire that is leading. It is his angel leading us. If the angel is leading us, rest assured. In your desert, in your wilderness, he will rain your manna for you to eat. Amen. What is this manna? That time, it was a canal manna. In this our days, he says that it is him alone. He is giving us the bread that was came from above. If any man eat of this bread, he will live forever. It is the word. It's the word of our day. That is the manna in this our day.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. May the Lord help us and strengthen us.
Hallelujah.
Amen. This same time, and this same God who was walking with the Israelites, he's still the same God. What he's telling us is that these people, for 40 years, he never let their clothes go threadbare. The clothes that they were wearing was not threadbare. This God is the one we are walking with. And he is telling us that in their canal clothes did not go threadbare. And then, what is of us? He has given us a robe of righteousness. The robe of righteousness that we are wearing, it doesn't grow threadbare. It doesn't. It goes with us every day. And this is what the enemy sees. He will salute. Because his righteousness is our righteousness.
Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Our God is God indeed and wonderful. The gospel according to Matthew chapter 16, verse
19.
Matthew 16, verse 9. Do ye not yet understand? Neither remember the 5 loaves of the 5,000, and how many baskets ye took up? This is what he's telling us. Brethren, the things of flesh, the flesh. Life. God can keep us. He can take care of us. Have you not seen and do you not remember 5,000 men with 5 loaves of bread? He was able to feed them. And the leftover was 12 baskets
full.
This same God, what can he not provide to for you? Rest assured. Be still. This God, he took David, being a shepherd, who has been rejected. Among all his brethren, he was the youngest. He was the one who was set on high. You may be the youngest or the smallest. Your beginning may be the smallest, but your ending shall be great. This is how God does his things. So we should believe this God. If he let them, this God will lead us forever.
Hallelujah.
Amen. One blessing that he blessed them is this. He says that 40 years, their foot did not swell. For all the walkings that they walk, their feet never swell. Then it means this God is wonderful. And I'm telling you now, tonight, if you can present yourself that you will walk with this God, if you walk in his path, he will take you along every time and bring you every time, and your foot will never hit a stone.
Hallelujah.
Amen. This God is talking to you. This God, if he can make a man walk for 40 years without his feet swollen, anything that is in your life, he can put it right.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Psalm 121:8.
Amen. Ejom, the book of Psalms 121 verse 8. The Lord shall preserve thy going out and thy coming in from this time forth and even forever. Amen. Amen. This is the God that we are walking with. We should believe this God.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Let us believe this God, for he never changed.
Perfect strength, my perfect faith, a weakness. Message. Now, God passes the nobles and gets the weakness.
Odi for non cransema or two din say, Emreya a real paye, and as a tumia, Emreya a real paye, ewo tumimu. Or say, Onyankupon a sign and intineho, na or call eco boa one a womre.
God passes those who think they are something to take somebody that don't know nothing in order to work his purpose in their life.
Onyankopon is son one now osusu say one dear wo ye biribi ana wo ye won bi ho no kwa ekohwehwe one now wonya hwe no de safo no e dia se ne botaye ma.
That's what we get.
We ena ye nsaka.
God said to Paul,
Onyankopon ka chere osma for Paul,
my strength is perfect in your weakness.
Umreye mu ena metumi ma hoden ewie peye.
My strength becomes more perfect as you become more weaker.
A bravo ye mre no enu mu ena ma ho den ewie peye ema wo.
More you can yield to me, the better I can use you.
And pe to do a ubeja ho mu e dia ma me no samu ena metime di wa ye adwuma.
The more you can forget about your education, the more you can forget about your denomination, the more you can forget about your staff and yield yourself to me, the more my own purpose, the more I can use you.
A bra, obet me a ma referee on Womasia. A bra, obet me a ma referee on sorry, a monim dear. A bra, obet me a ma referee, there was Fianinano. And no more, and I met me do a year to my Edia Samidim.
Amen.
Amen.
Because you become weak.
If you say, why am I?
Because you become weak.
If you say, why am I?
I will make my own purpose strong.
And no more, and a mamma, but I have thing a woman.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
God can make strength out of weakness.
Onyankopon ebetimi amane emre no aye den.
That's the reason he always does it.
Wey anybody a emre nyina wode ye adwuma.
I as he chose his disciples.
He did not choose a learned people as his disciples. He chose the people who were on the sea, the fishermen. So that they may not make boasts because they are academians or they are so rich. That was the reason why God was able to do with the disciples, and the people testified that these people were unlearned. But there is one thing that we know, they are the disciples of Jesus. In all things, in your weakness, the strength of God made perfect.
So,
beloved, it doesn't matter how unlearned that you are, God can do something with you.
Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
I say,
God was leading them. His countenance was walking with them, or his presence was with them. So one time Moses told God that, Lord, if your presence doesn't go with us, we are not going. When the three Hebrew children was going to put into the fiery furnace, they were having one thing in mind. And they told the king that, King, even if our God refused to save us, we shall never bow unto your idols. And he is asking, why were they able to do this? They remembered that God was is having a staff, and this staff is what he used to correct them. That is why he said in the book of Deuteronomy, which we read, that as a man testing his child, so the Lord testing his children also. So anytime trials comes along your way, remember that God has taken his staff and he is trying to correct you and bring you to the path. So the three Hebrew children saw that their God has taken up his staff and he's coming to correct them, to put them into a right way. So when they entered into a fiery furnace, they were not there alone. Their father, who used to correct them with his staff, he was there, together with them. As a teacher teaches his children, and at the end of it, he is with them in the classroom. He is not killing you, but rather he is correcting you to put you on the right path.
A baby dream.
There came a time. A married woman. A woman and her husband. They were in a room. In the middle of the night, they heard a wave blowing. And the wave that was blowing was shaking the room in which they were. So they heard the roof of people being removed. So the husband was so fearful. The husband began to shout, Lord, have mercy upon us. And the wife said that, oh, my husband, don't you believe this our God?
And the woman told the husband that, don't you remember that he has promised us? He tells us that he is with us to the end of this world. When the woman professed this, the storm ceased. Anytime trials comes upon you, remember his promise. If you remember his promises, you will never bow. You will stand tall. Because you know the God that you have
been.
You know the God that has promised you. He is a God that never fails. Amen. Glory be to the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Brethren, let's look at something.
Hebrews 12:5-6. And Markuma, ain't you? Nadia Radi Donald, and what Shina son, or Shoba Biara, Jim. Amen.
Amen. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 5 and 6. And ye have forgotten the exhortation which speaketh unto you as unto children. My son, despise not thou the chastening of the Lord, nor faint when thou art rebuked of him. For whom the Lord loveth, he chasteneth, and scourgeth every son whom he received.
Hallelujah.
Amen. So every son the Lord loveth, he chasteneth you. So, beloved, remember that every time that trials and problems comes upon you, remember that your father loves you. Beloved, when we are in our schools, anytime examination comes, then it is a privilege for you to be promoted.
Hallelujah.
Amen. So our trials and our problems that comes upon us have its purpose. Let's look at the purposes. God has a purpose.
Romans 4, verse 2, what you need to know what you say. Now you need to say, "One now, what do you need to do? I didn't know that you were wrong."
Amen.
You are here.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God.
See, one now, when I'm meeting with Bosso, I feel wrong. To when you need to know what you
to them who are called according to his purpose. So God has a purpose why he takes us through these trials. His purpose based upon three things. When we notice the scriptures that we read in Deuteronomy chapter 8, he said that he brought these trials upon the children of Israel to humble them. So God allowed trials to come upon us to humble us. If you humble yourself, he will lift you up. If you lift yourself up, he will bring you abyss. So through trials, God humble us. So that we can put ourselves under his authority. And the second thing. Beloved. Through these trials, God sees what is in our hearts. In trials, God sees what is in our heart. That is the reason he trialed Abraham.
Abraham
When he sees that Abraham has when he saw Abraham drawing the sword to cut off the neck of his son Isaac, then he said that, Abraham, put a stop to that. There is a lamb. Today have I seen that you truly loves me. That is why God permitted the three Hebrew children to enter into the fiery furnace to prove that our God has power over the fiery furnace. Our prophets told us. When the three Hebrew children entered into the fire, the angels were ready to come down, and God told them that I will not allow you to go. I will go myself. When these three Hebrew children proclaimed us, even if our God did not save us, we shall never bow to your idols, then God said that I will never allow the angels to go. I will go into the fiery for myself. This is how we ought to be. Brethren, there is an opportunity. Brethren, if any opportunity comes and you are told to pay a bribe, or if you are a woman, if you are told to open your legs before that opportunity can be given unto you, if you are able to stand as the three Hebrew children stood and said that even if you will kill us, we will never bow unto you, God will make a way for you.
Hey, hallelujah.
Amen.
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 The
third point is, he says that he brings trials for people to know that man shall never live by bread alone, by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. What is he telling us? On this earth, we came here alone. You did not bring anything along with you. You came naked. Naked shall you go. All the things that is on the earth, you came and found it on the earth. And you will leave them all. One thing is he seeking. The word that lives forever. If you eat the word and abides in you, then you are going with the word. All the clothes will be put off. But what you have planted in your soul will go with you. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but the word of God shall never pass away. So don't lean upon anything that shall pass away. Don't bow unto everything that will pass away. Bow unto the word alone, and the word shall be victorious for you.
Hallelujah.
Amen. As I'm coming to an end with the word that came from the prophet.
The
prophet said,
message he cares, do you care?
Ninkransema or two din say or jine ho what's wo jine ho ana no.
If they were ready to confess and repent and believe and accept, God cares.
Say oma ye krado so ombe pa mu aka no ma sachira no oma jie didi a enye na onyankopon adwene won ho.
But you got to care first.
I was say wo di kan jine onyankopon ho ansa.
You've got to accept what he sent you.
He so cared
for them
that
they would be sure that there would be no mistake.
He
vindicated his prophet by a sign of a pillar of fire to let the people see that it wasn't just this man.
Walking
along here. That it was God. Right above him.
Ah, was insane. So
he was the one.
Oh no.
That was leading the way.
Onu na odi wankai.
God.
Onyankopon.
Cares for people.
Wachine enkrofo.
Who cares?
Enkrofo a wachine won onyankopon hono onyankopon so chine won.
God cares for those.
Onyankopon chine wona.
Who cares for him?
Wachine wonu onyankopon ne ho.
So he vindicated this man.
Enu ti odi sa obereman ho adanse.
Prove that.
Now was in the studio,
he was God's servant.
Say,
by sending them a pillar of fire.
To
lead them to the very land. And they knew as long as this sign of this fire, a pillar of fire or a pillar of cloud.
Now
was following them. He said. He took not away the pillar of fire and cloud.
Or say, when ye ojafer dumono, and now say, Munukum domino, and fan free one so.
He was with them for years.
Now I come on and fear the brave.
Is that right?
No cray.
That pillar of fire led them.
Sir, ojafer dumino, the tea one kind.
We are in our 33rd year.
You were young fear at your Samian Sam.
Living 7 years longer.
Ah, I can't fear soon away anymore.
It will type the same.
And then no about the yep.
All right, a pillar of fire led them.
He cared
for them.
What Jinny won't.
And he cared so much for them.
What Jinny won't be bringing.
So he let them know that it wasn't some scientific thing.
Emma, what Jinny won't my woman say, and yeah, a body munyan sapenim dear biara and a cow.
It wasn't some slip off.
And yeah, I dear bia, I was a ban a by.
He vindicated the message, proving it. This message doesn't prove it.
What sisudia?
That God sent the prophet.
Say onyankopon and a small
to bring the message to us.
Say on fast and cransemi emre.
If we follow this message,
say what did cransemi achia?
It will lead us to the promised land.
Ebedi and kain edi ena kobo
sa sa sa. Holy Spirit.
Ah, eya hongom kokro.
When you receive the Holy Spirit,
na say on saka hongom kokro noa.
Become the strength of God.
Eni anu abeye onyankopon na hoden.
Nothing.
Can
overcome you.
I bet me a deal soon.
You become an overcomer.
Who now be young kunim dear?
God richly bless you.
Radin shamu be brie.
Amen.
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 God's purpose trials.
When you go upon Botaya, I was so human.
Tibo Mayans, you
shouldn't be afraid.
There was sorry
if he tries us.
I didn't try.
Why?
See, in your upon ma.
He tells us that we are the children of God.
When I am so human,
those who has not been tried, they are the children of bastard. We are not the children of bastard. We are royals. We are priesthood. May the Lord bless us all. Shall we be on our feet? Let us pray and plead to the Lord to help us. That we may have revelation in the trials that he tries us. The troubles that comes upon us. The problems that comes upon us. All the things that we are going through. In our marriages. In our work. In our upbringing of our children. In our education. In our houses. In all things. Whether we are seeking for wives and husbands. Remember that. God is trying you. He wants to see what is in you. He wants to see what you profess to believe. Is it true that you truly believe him? Do you believe the message of your day? If he sees that you truly believe, blessed is thou.
I didn't ask him for and you may that was
amen.
And you made the audio to me and you.
Yes, Lord.
But
amen. Yes, Lord.
A different if you
hallelujah.
Yanum Nianna Ujunia home.
Amen.
Yanum we
yes, Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Yes, Lord. Amen. 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 Oh, Lord.
Nsiono ayiri tetetea na afro ayahoma sey enhunu nan ne eye nan ya idi adanse se urade wo de asi wa betri.
Hallelujah.
Wi o nyame tumfo.
Amen.
Urade wo ti ase.
Yes, Lord.
Dan wadi wo ankwankwa biere mu.
Amen.
Na wo mu hu ye.
Amen.
Ye fe a wuntu su ye.
Oh, Lord.
Wo ne be ye nshira de ama ye kra.
Yes, Lord.
E da wase. That was it. I didn't quite use Christo Demo. Your bear, my Isaac, the papa ye, yen your bath, the chua. Now, what you died in your show on Sap.
Amen.
Chatron on Sap, and be behind us and be mine. I didn't quite Jesus Christ with him when you're born by it. Amen.
Amen.
I didn't show.